Hi, and welcome to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Miter, and today you are in for such a treat as we get into our Pivot to Profit series. And our first interview guest is Jackie from Brood Awakenings in Wells, Maine. And Brood Awakenings is one of our family's favorite places to go for coffee and breakfast sandwiches and sweet treats, and truly just an experience for breakfast when we are vacationing in Wells. If you happen to be vacationing in Maine, you have to stop there. Well, you get some amazing coffee and treats and food, but the whole experience is just, I can't even explain it. You just have to go. There are baby goats, there are chickens, there are cute photo op places, there's a view of the ocean. It's everything you want and then some. There are bubbles, 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 bubbles. And I'm gonna let Jackie explain the bubbles. But when we went there this year for our vacation and I saw what Jackie and her staff created at Brood Awakenings this year with the pandemic going on and how they made some pivots and some changes to be COVID friendly, I knew she just had to be on this show. She had to be one of my very first guests. And let me tell you, our time together did not disappoint. You are going to love this interview with Jackie. And I hope you take away all the great little pieces of information and enthusiasm and passion that she has, not only for being an entrepreneur, but for life in general. So many great things that we talked about today. So enjoy this podcast, take away all the great nuggets, and when you're in Wells, Maine, stop by Brood Awakenings for the best coffee, breakfast sandwich, and experience you can have. All right, here we go. Let's get started. I am so excited to introduce our guest today. And Jackie owns one of our favorite places to go when we are visiting in Wells, Maine. It's our coffee shop of choice for an awesome breakfast. And that has goats and chickens, and the grandbabies just absolutely have so much fun there. And the food is just amazing. Like, you can't get a better egg sandwich anywhere, and the coffee too. So, but what I noticed this summer when we were in Wells is the pivoting that Jackie did at Brood Awakenings in Wells, Maine, and how they truly took what could have been tough with the pandemic and they tweaked some things, turned some things into, and doing a beautiful job of running the business that's COVID friendly. So I'm thrilled to have Jackie on as our guest today during our Pivot to Profit series. So if you want to say hello, Jackie.
Yes. Hi. Thank you, Sherry, for having me. Very happy to be here.
Yeah. So I know we've already been chatting quite a bit and having a fun conversation.
Yes.
So I always like to start off with some fun questions. And the first question is, Jackie, if you could work anywhere, and whether it's running a coffee shop or having an office or doing anything, anywhere in the whole world, where would you choose to be?
See, this one's really hard for me because I really love Maine. It's just, it is my happy place. I feel like it's a lot of people's happy place. And I have fallen in love with Wells. It's the friendliest town in Maine, they say. It's Wells' motto. So I honestly would pick Wells, Maine. I love it here.
That's awesome. It is a great place. We love to be up there and visit.
So many people do. Yeah. Yes, I feel lucky. Very lucky to live here.
Absolutely. You are. Yeah. You are. Because you get to enjoy it when it's not crowded.
Exactly. Yeah. The beach sometimes in the winter I'll go down to, and it's our own little oasis. Mm. We're the only ones on it. I mean, you certainly have to bundle up quite a bit, but it's really nice to experience when it is quieter.
That sounds wonderful. And if we were sitting on the beach or wherever, just having a fun girlfriend talk, what fun beverage would we be sipping?
Well, my favorite are sea breezes, which is perfect for Wells, Maine. So that's definitely my drink of choice. So I would say a sea breeze.
Oh, I love a sea breeze. I haven't had those in a long time.
So good. They're so yummy.
I love that. So we can drink coffee in the morning and sea breezes in the afternoon and evening.
It sounds perfect to me.
Me too. Me too. So if you want to give kind of your backstory, Jackie, how did you end up? You're now the owner of the coffee shop. How did you get here? Tell the backstory of how this happened and how you became the owner.
Yeah. Well, it's always been a family-run business. My dad started it about 10 years ago. Wells has been near and dear to my heart for a long time. We used to vacation here as a family when I was growing up. And my even goes back to my grandparents used to vacation here. So I think it was always my dad's dream to open a business here someday. And he did that about 10 years ago. And I was in school to become a teacher. And I would help him in the summers and kind of found myself falling in love more with running a business than being a teacher. And I loved being a teacher. There was nothing wrong with that. But there was just something about running a business and being in Maine and the community here. And I ended up taking over the business about 5 years ago. And I officially, as of this year, our 10th year in business, I now own the business completely. So it's always been a family-run business, but it's an awesome place. It's what I love doing. So yeah, that's a little bit about Brewed Awakening.
Oh, I love it. So where did your family live before you moved into Wells?
Yep. So my mom and dad now actually live across the road from us. So they have moved to Wells officially. But I was born in Boston, but grew up in New Hampshire. So not too far away in Durham, about a half hour away where UNH is. So my husband and I purchased the property up here 3 years ago and have been here ever since, fixing up the old house next door, which needs a lot of love. We call it our labor of love because it needs everything under the sun, but we're slowly picking away at it.
That's fun. So you don't have far to walk to work.
No, I always joke I can go over in my slippers if I need to.
Yeah. So we have a lot of things in common because I actually was going to school for teaching as well and discovered same thing, that I loved being an entrepreneur. I loved owning my own business and I love teaching people how to run a business. But so I still use those teaching skills, but that was not the path. Our husbands have similar backgrounds being in the military.
Yes.
Do you want to share?
Yeah, you and I really need to go get a sea breeze.
We do. Next time I'm in Wells, we're going to do that, Jackie.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So share a little bit about, so your husband's in the military, right?
Yes. Yeah. So he works in Portsmouth at Pease Air National Guard Base, and he's been there right out of high school. And he was an aircraft mechanic, a crew chief for the last 10 years or so, and he's just transitioned over to being a training manager, and they just got a new airplane. They transitioned from the KC-135 to the KC-46, so it's a very busy time for them there, a lot of change, a lot of transition, but he's loved it. It's taken him a lot of very interesting places, and you know, something he's very passionate about. His family was also both military, his mom and his dad, so he kind of just followed in their footsteps and has really, really enjoyed it so far.
Cool. So does he have any role in the business, or is it kind of your business? And how does that look, the support system there?
Sure. He helps anytime I need help, if we're short staffed or something's going on. He is always willing to help, but it is primarily my business. I have a great group of young ladies that always are right by my side every year. You know, it's tough. It's a seasonal business, so you rely so much on your employees, and we really have such an amazing group of young ladies that I honestly don't know what I would do without them, so they can never leave. No. But But my husband, Phil, does, you know, he's always willing to lend a hand if, you know, we really get into a tight spot. But he focuses on his career. And that's something I love about him, because he really lets me focus on mine too. And he knows how much this place means to me and running a business means to me. I think he really knows that's what makes me happy. So, you know, even when we have little babies and little ones running around, I know he'll be there to support me so I can still, you know, follow my dreams.
Yeah. And that's something that I feel like too, when we are married to somebody who has a career, whether it's military or I feel like even this first responders, it's a unique, we have to learn to be very independent.
Yes. Oh, we yes. Can't you be, learn fast.
Yes. Because they're very involved in their job. And a lot of times they have a career that they have to be focused and
It's saving people's lives or, you know, really doing things that are very, you know, very, very important. Absolutely.
Yeah. So it takes a strong woman to fulfill that need or to, you know, to have not fulfill the need, but to be the other half.
Absolutely. Yep. And I think maybe there's something to be said to that, you know, for women who are, you know, in relationships or, you know, with individuals who are in the military or in that sort of role, we have to be independent because that's just what has to happen sometimes. And maybe that leads us more to kind of entrepreneurial role, to things where we want to run our own business and have that independence. So yeah, I think so, from my experience at least.
Right. That might be a whole nother show. We'll get into that discussion. That is a good, that's a very good perspective. And it's, I'm thinking of friends I have that are either married to somebody, a police officer or firefighter or military. And a lot of us are, in at least the ones in the really healthy relationships, a lot of us are in an entrepreneurial or that type of position. So that's an interesting thought. Look into
very
that.
Neat. Your next podcast, right?
Yes. Yes. But we are used to pivoting, which is kind of our topic today. Think back then to February, March, Jackie, of 2020, the infamous 2020. And, you know, we're watching the world starting to shut down.
Right.
And we're realizing this is coming to America.
Yes.
What were your thoughts when you realized that it was not going to be business as usual this summer for you? What was going on through your brain at that time?
Yeah. I mean, I think my first thoughts were just, I was so scared for everybody. You know, it was such an awful time, you know, just to turn on the news. It was very scary. Sometimes you just had to turn it off because it was just always so sad and not uplifting and just hard to see some of the things that you were seeing. So, but for business purposes, I was very unsure and uncertain of what the future was going to bring. We didn't even know if we were going to be able to open, because in Maine, there was a lot of, you know, regulations and standards, you know, set in the beginning. So it was a very scary, very uncertain time. And my biggest thing, though, from the very beginning was, you know, I just wanted my staff to be safe. First and foremost, I honestly just wanted everyone to stay safe and be okay. I love running a business, but I mean, that was, if we couldn't open, we couldn't open. But we also thought about, you know, what can we do to open to ensure that all of us, all of our staff, were going to stay safe. So we knew right away when we had found out that we were able to open, we wanted to build a takeout room so that way everyone could still come and experience the cafe, but they didn't have to come inside. So we built a really cool takeout window using some old windows that we found in our barn. We call it the never-ending barn because there's always fun things in there. But so we made this really cool takeout window and actually almost a takeout room, I guess, if you will, because that's where we had some of our bakery stuff and all of our coffee so that people could still come experience Brewed Awakenings, but in a safe way. And I think it's worked well for us too, because we have a lot of outdoor seating. We had a lot of things on our side, I think, which we're very grateful for, because we have so much room here for people to spread out and to feel safe and to have a lot of outdoor seating options. And I think we also, actually helped people kind of get away and disconnect from what was going on, because I think for a lot of people, this is their happy place. You know, we have animals, we have goats, we have chickens, so people can come here and have an experience where they just maybe for a moment forget about what's going on in the world and all the scariness that's happening, and just disconnect from that and connect with the animals and a good environment and a happy place where they can feel safe. At the beginning of the season, I remember saying, what could make people happy? And we used to have a bubble machine that we would run sometimes in the summer. And I said, I know what we're going to do. We're going to run bubbles all season long as we can. So every day we would turn on the bubble machine and there would be people's faces, adults who, you know, would just be elated over these bubbles. They acted as if they'd never seen bubbles before. But I think just those simple things, you know, that brought people happiness meant a lot in these times, because, you know, you don't know what people are going through. You never know what people are going through, but especially in these times, you know, it was really hard and really scary for some folks. And so if we could bring people happiness and make them feel safe and also make sure, you know, we're staying safe and our staff is staying safe, that's really all we wanted for our season. It didn't matter to us if we even made a profit. You know, we were going into it really with just trying to bring people happiness, but also making sure we all stay safe in the process. But it has been a very successful season and we're very, very grateful for it. So I would say it's been a good one. It's been a challenging one and a very uncertain one, but we're very grateful for it.
And that was the thing I noticed, and it totally makes sense now to hear you explain that you wanted to create this happy experience. And it is.
Sure.
It's more than, like I said, we've always loved going. Once we discovered you guys, we can't, you're part of what we look forward to when we go into Maine.
It's and like, that means
oh,
so
we
much
get to walk to Brood
me.
Awakenings and get coffee and a great bagel sandwich or a really delicious muffin or scone.
Yeah.
But you did create this year a whole experience.
Yes. Like, and I think that has been a lot of what we've tried to do in the last few years. I wanted to create a space for people to remember and a place that, because for me, growing up in New Hampshire and vacationing here in Wells, I remember the time I had at our beach house that we would stay at. You know, those are my childhood memories. So I wanted to create an environment where this could become a child's childhood memories. And we see families come back year after year, and they say when they're coming over the bridge to Maine, they say, you know, their kids are telling them, you know, I want to go to Brood Awakenings. And that means a lot to us. And I think this season, we wanted to make sure we could even just expand that even more and just try to bring some happiness to people. Just try to let them disconnect from what was going on in the world, come to a place, their happy place, hopefully Maine or Brood Awakenings, and have a good experience and just try to have some quality time with their family and happiness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you definitely nailed that, because I know Leah, our three-year-old granddaughter, and I can't remember now because for those that don't know, and I'll post some pictures, but Jackie, it's all like teal, like the teal pickup truck. The like everything's kind of color coordinated. It's very retro looking. A lot of fun photo ops too, like great places to take photos, which is brilliant on your behalf. I don't know if that was on purpose or not, but it's really good marketing. But Leah will say, and like I said, I can't remember if she says the green place or the blue place, because in her mind, she doesn't know, you know, the color, but
sure.
But she's like, I want to go to the green place and I want to go see the baby goats. And, you know, so they do love, she eats hamburgers. She calls the bagel sandwiches hamburgers. She wants a burger.
Hamburgers.
Yeah, I don't know where that.
That's adorable. But,
but it is, they do. And Lauren, my daughter-in-law, was like, where do you go? Like, they have bubbles. She mentioned the bubbles. So it's fun. She's like, they have bubbles going.
Yes. We ran out of bubbles. That's why I haven't had them going. We've had to try to make our own homemade bubble solution, because in the beginning of the season, I was able to find lots of bubbles, you know, in the beginning of summer. But as we were more approaching fall, I couldn't find any more. In the beginning, that's why they were going constantly, literally, I think all day long we had them on. So,
So one of the things you said, and this is so key to me, because I do feel like when we do have to have those pivots in our lives, no matter what reason, whether it is a pandemic, a illness, deployment, a baby, death, you know, there's so many reasons why there's moments in our lives that we have to pivot. And it all starts in our head. Like it totally is a mindset. And I love what you said, that what can we do?
Right.
And you said that to your staff. And I talk to people all the time about that, because I think our first thought sometimes is, I can't do anything, or there's nothing I can do. Sure. But as soon as we start saying, what can I do? What can we do? How can I do this?
Right.
It's amazing what ideas start just flowing.
Sure.
And it's kind of like we have to open up the floodgate of our mind versus keeping them closed. And it's so easy, especially like you said, when we watch the news and we see all the doom and gloom, and we, you know, we can get sucked into that space. But if we just shift just what we say to ourselves, that simple little statement of what can we do, changes everything.
And I think not even aside from having a pandemic, just in if things were normal, I think in business you have to take risks, and you have to put your everything into it. You know, it for me, it is my baby. You know, it's something that you have to be all in, and it's something that you can't have a defeatist attitude if you had a bad day, or if you're in the middle of a pandemic. Like, you just have to keep going. And you have to do everything you can to keep your business going and just keep going.
Right.
And yeah, I believe that, you know, and I think this season, especially, we had to find ways of what can we do to help people? What can we do just to keep our business running? And yeah, it's what you have to do sometimes, you know?
Yeah. And being that others focused too, that you came, you know, with that attitude of a servant's heart, of making people feel happy, giving them that little time out, that escape, that joy, that was your priority.
Yes.
And that comes through on what you do. And in the process, you did profit, but or at least managed. So how did this season compare to other seasons for you? I mean, you don't have to give total dollars and cents, but just overall kind of how did it end up?
It ended up well. I mean, we ended up, I was very surprised. I honestly, I did not think it was going to be like this at all. We were almost, we ended up having to hire more staff, because we started out with a very small group because we didn't know what to expect, but also for, you know, the safety of everyone, we wanted to have a smaller group. So that way, you know, if you have 10 people and they're going, you know, you don't know where all your staff's going after work. We wanted to try to keep it small to keep everyone safe. But we ended up, because of how busy we were, had to hire more staff, which I could not even believe. So it really, my expectations were just blown away. We're very grateful. It was, I honestly can't believe where we are right now, you know, after this season. I did not think it would be like it was, and we're very, very grateful for it. I would say we're very close to where we were last year, which it blows my mind. I did not think that would be the case right now, but we are very grateful. So it's been a good season. It's been one I don't think we'll ever forget, but it's things have gone very well. So yes, very grateful.
So moving forward, my last kind of question for you today is, moving forward, I'm curious, what of the changes you made, because you had to, are you going to keep in place? What have there been things that you guys started this year because you had to, that you're like, well, that worked out really well. Let's keep doing that, even when we don't have to do it that way.
Right. I think the takeout window was awesome. And I think people loved it. And it's such a fun little room we created in there with another vintage fridge. And, you know, our bakery is on an old, they call them old shoe racks. So it's like an antique kind of bakery display that we made. So we're definitely going to keep that takeout room. I think people really liked that. You know, we'll be able to use it hopefully next year in a different way. We're hoping next year things will be better. And people can come inside, but we'll keep that room still available. So if people want to take something, grab and go quick. And so we'll definitely keep that takeout room going. We'll probably need to have bubbles going as much as we did last year or this year for next year, because I think that was definitely a hit with everybody. And yeah, and then I think we'll just have the same great group of girls. I can't stress enough how much, you know, they mean to me and how much they even lifted my spirits in the beginning of the season before we opened. Because I was, you know, I was concerned. I did not know what was going to happen. And I remember one girl who said to me, she goes, "This is my happy place. And you don't even need to give me hours." Like, she literally was telling me that she would just be here to be here to help, because we didn't know what to expect. And they're just amazing girls, and I wouldn't be here without them. So I think we'll keep the great group of girls that we have, and just a great environment and a wonderful new takeout window, and keep doing what we're doing. So
that all sounds great. And yes, you do have a great staff that works there. It's always so friendly. Everybody's friendly. And to be honest, we didn't know who owned it for the longest time. Like, who's the owner? And that's a great reflection, because when the employees take so much pride in ownership, even when they don't own it,
that's
a big thing. That's a lot of credit to you as the owner.
You have to create a positive environment, not just for your customers, but your employees.
Yes.
Because if your employees aren't happy and feeling good in their environment, then that's going to reflect on towards the customers. So I really, really do believe that.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Jackie. So many great things that I hope the listeners heard, that just business tips in general. You know, you really gave so many great pieces of advice for people that, one, in marriage, if you are married to, so they got a little marital advice today, they got a little entrepreneurial advice today, and definitely mindset and leadership too, of leading others in a business. So
thank you.
I am so glad that you did what you did this summer. You gave us happy times when we were up there. Are you closed for the season already, or when do you guys know?
We're not. We usually wrap up around Columbus Day, but it's, you know, very weather dependent, as are a lot of businesses up here, because we don't have heat in our building. So if it's a nice fall, we'll stay later, but it's usually right around Columbus Day. So we still have some more time, which I'm excited for. The fall's a beautiful time around here.
Yeah, we're hoping to sneak up there at least one more time this fall. So,
good.
I'll let you know. Well, I hope you enjoyed this conversation with Jackie as much as I did today. And again, if you're in Wells, Maine, or in Maine at any time, you have to stop by and grab your coffee, grab your breakfast sandwich, go see the baby goats, enjoy the bubbles at the Brood Awakenings in Wells, Maine. It's such a great experience. But I also want to thank Jackie, because she totally set this up, unbeknownst to her, for another plug for the shift or the Pivot to Profit program that I am offering in our Uncharted Entrepreneurs Facebook community. And this is a free 3-day course that I am doing. Because if you're listening to some of these messages and you're thinking, okay, I know I need to pivot, but you just need a little support, you're going to love this 3-day course. And it launches on September 8th, runs through September 10th. Now, don't worry, if you happen to be listening to this a little later than that, I am going to leave it live for a couple of weeks. So you can always go back and watch the replay. But of course, it's always more fun when you do it, you know, in real time. But Jackie, actually, she talked about most of them, but there's 6 P's that I'm going to be sharing in the Pivot to Profit course. And she mentioned 3 of them today, and I hope you caught them. One was praise and just being grateful for what you do have, and knowing that, you know, really God has it in His hands. He has the plan for us. So praise. The other one was purpose. Like, what is your purpose? And they revisited their purpose, and she made her purpose just to make people happy this summer. And also, which ties into providing? What service are you providing your customers? And she knew very clearly what she wanted to provide to her clients this summer, and really every summer, but this summer in particular. So anyway, I hope you caught those, and I hope you will hop over into the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Facebook community and join me for this 3-day Pivot to Profit course. I promise it is going to get you so ready for the fall season to get back into a routine, get back into action, and pivot so that you can start creating the progress and the profits that you deserve and that you want for your business. All right, as always, thanks for listening. And if you enjoyed this show, please share it with others who could be inspired by it. And of course, leave a review. The reviews do count. They do help the ratings in the podcast world. So that's why all the podcasters are always asking, hey, can you leave a review? It does matter. All right. Thanks again. Until next time.